Now, adjust the volume control so that the sound can be heard in all parts of the room.
This is the Protect Your Assets podcast.
Mr. Sandman,
you get the idea?
Bring me a dream.
It's on the internet.
Make him the cutest that I've ever seen.
Go on.
Give him two lips like roses and clover.
It's a great program.
And tell him that his lonesome nights are over, Sandman.
What is it?
It's exactly what I need.
It's a slam dunk.
It's great.
It's like no cheese I've ever tasted.
Please turn on your magic beat.
Here he comes.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a key.
Here's David Hollander.
Welcome to Protect Your Assets. I am David Hollander, your host, and it's so great to be with you this overcast Bay Area morning. But it's going to be sunny today. It's going to be a wonderful weekend. After all, we are paying for this weather. For those of you just joining us for the first time, welcome, people around here. Yep, you hear the jingle. I am the Sandman. They call me the Sandman. And it's not because I put you to sleep. It's because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions every single week. Well, almost every week. We had a couple weeks off. I was traveling around Europe. It was super fun, actually. Talk about that a little later. But I had to come home, as you know. It was quite a week, after all. I am an attorney and a financial advisor. And we are broadcasting live out of our little basement studio here in downtown Oakland. Our city's getting cleaned up here a little bit. Although I'll tell you, if you deal with the city at all, they're a pain in the bleep. So maybe you have a question. Maybe you want to know how to do something. Maybe you got sued this past week and you want to know what you should do. Or I had a good one. Someone came in and their brother was trying to sell their property that they inherited from their parent. All these things we're more than happy to help you with. You can give us a call right now if you need some help. 808-5627 is the number. You don't need a prefix. 808-5627 is the number if you have a question. If you don't want to be on the air or it's during the week and something comes up, you can always tweet me a question. I love getting those questions. Thank you very much. At PYA Radio. Again, at PYA stands for Protect Your Assets, at PYA Radio, anytime you like. If you had one eye open this past week, you certainly saw what happened on Monday. At some point during the day, the Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 1,000 points. And then in a few hours, it closed down 742 points. The S&P 500 closed down 59 points. And I'm sure you saw some of these headlines during the week from Yahoo Finance. I paraphrase, China weaponizes its currency and markets post their biggest one-day loss of 2019. Guggenheim, we're going to end up in a recession. From Forbes, current U.S. recession odds are the same as during The Big Short. You remember The Big Short? I do. If you didn't read that book or see that movie, go back and see it again. Do you see any parallels to right now? Maybe? Well, according to Forbes, the recession is odds-on favorite right now. These headlines should raise a big red flag for anyone who's invested in the stock market today, especially if you're retired or even thinking about retiring right now. But even if you don't watch TV, even if you didn't listen to the radio or read a newspaper, then let me ask you one question. What do you think is going to happen to the stock market? Do you think it's going to go on forever, achieving a new high and then another new high? Or is the longest bull market in history more likely to come crashing down? You know what they say, all good things must come to an end. And unfortunately, the next major market correction, because realize this, Monday was not a correction. Even we were down over 1,000 points, that wasn't a correction. Not yet. That's just like a little mini correction, a mini me. So the next correction could probably come without warning. Think about it. I mean, Monday the market was down, closed down over 700 points. S&P was off big time too in one day. These moves today are bigger than they've ever been. So the only way you're going to be protected from this sort of thing happening again, because we all know it's going to happen at some point in the future, is to get prepared and take action now. So what can you do? What would happen to your investments if we have another 2008 bear market by the end of this year or early next year? Would you be able to recover this late in the game? And more importantly, would you be able to retire, say, in December, like you're planning on doing? I love these questions, so thank you for asking them all during the week. These are all great questions, and that's why I want you to keep them coming. But the good news for you today, I hear you, is that a correction can't catch you off guard if you're prepared ahead of time. So what we're going to do today, as part of our show, because I got more information for you today, we're going to teach you about some things you need to know about a recession. That's right, the R word. We're talking recession. And if you're retired or hoping to retire sometime soon, then you definitely want to join us for the entire show, because towards the end, I'm going to lay out some key retirement dates and deadlines that are coming up before the end of the year that you're going to need to get prepared for now. So from the deadline to apply for Medicare, to tax deadlines, to various retirement deadlines that you must meet to avoid penalties and extra taxes, we're going to be talking about all that later today. Well, the stock market has been hot, hot, hot over the last 10 years. And many investors are wondering when things are going to start falling apart. And then Monday hit. And I know you all saw that. The Dow dropped during the session, over 1,000 points during the day, and it closed down, as we all know. 767 points, worst day of the year. So it got you thinking, didn't it, a little bit about when's the big crash going to come? How are you feeling about the market right now? How much do you think it can fall next time? Well, a recent survey shows that more than half of investors out there expect a market correction before the end of this year. So odds are you two are concerned about a market correction and what it could mean to your money. And the good news today is a correction or a recession can't catch you off guard if you're prepared ahead of time. It's just that simple. So let's talk about corrections and market crashes and recessions and what those terms really mean, just so you know, and then we'll dive into, are we really headed to a recession and why? Why do I think that? Well, market correction, just to keep it simple, is a 10% drop. So what you saw Monday is not a correction. That's the beginning of a correction, but you could triple that in terms of what it feels like. So what am I talking about? Well, on the Dow, since we're trading around 27,000, you're talking about 2,700 points. So almost three times what happened at the height of Monday. As we all know, it closed down a little over 700 points. So you're looking at three and a half times that sort of a movement down, down, down. The S&P would have to go down, get this, 300 points. So Monday's 87-point blip, if you will, was just that. And a bear market or a recession, that's double that. You heard me right. Double or down 20%, which for the Dow would be 5,400 points, and the S&P would be 600 points. And you can just imagine how that would feel if you've experienced anything like that in 2000 or 2008. And going back in history, there have been 123 market corrections from 1900 to 2013, resulting in at least one correction per year on average. And so just looking at what we're seeing right now, Monday, of course, is the beginning of something like that, but it hasn't happened yet. So what are these things that cause the market to react? What are the triggers, if you will? And so right now, obviously, the trade battle is where it is. Earnings are pretty much over. I mean, like I said before, 90% of the S&P 500 companies have reported. Yes, we have Walmart reporting next week, but basically 90% have reported. And they've all been relatively negative. When you look at the year-over-year earnings, they're negative. So that's not a good sign. But that's not really driving the market lower, because you can see it's still kind of hanging around where it is, treading water, even though we have these days like Monday. What caused Monday to happen was China retaliating to what President Trump did on Friday. And that was by devaluing their currency. And they did that as a way to make their goods cheaper. That's what they did. That's what it is. It's just tit for tat. So what's the deeper meaning of all this? Why would there be a recession, or would you call it a bigger slowdown, as Professor Siegel was talking about? And some of these billionaires who run these hedge funds, who have lots of good information, are getting ready and prepared for this. So these are the things they're looking at. They're looking at this: lower interest rates. Interest rates keep going down. If you think about it right now, the 3-month is paying 2%, and the 10-year treasury is paying a 1.74%. That's called an inverted yield curve. And traditionally, that inversion has shown a recession is on the horizon. It's just it's a bellwether term that the bond market looks to try and figure out where the economy is going. So as interest rates keep going down, this spills over to growth. You've got commodity prices like oil are coming down, and this shows weakness in demand. You've got the GDP. Now, that's why I said the CPI this week is going to be important. The GDP, the gross domestic product. If we're in the 1% range of growth, that's not very good. That's a slowdown. And that's about where it's going to be. So as these numbers come out, pay attention to them. But overall, I think it's going to be in the 1% range. And that shows slowdown. But what about the type of recession this is going to be? Is this going to be a 2008? Or a 2000 all over again, where you see markets go down over 40%. Look, it's possible. It could happen at any time, but I don't think so. I think this recession, and again, I'm going to keep saying that word because I think it's going to be a recession. That word is 20%, like I just explained. This is a run-of-the-mill recession, if you will, one where we can bounce back. We can get back to it again, but we're going to have to experience some pain first. And the pain could be around 20%. Plus percent. That's about what you're looking at. So if you look back in time, since we've had recessions, they typically aren't that bad. They're painful, sure. No one likes them, but they're not as bad as, say, a 2008 market crash, which is a whole different story. And why is that? Well, because the bank sector right now is a lot stronger in our country. And usually, as you remember, the banks have a lot to do with some of the problems that happen because they get over-leveraged, overexposed. And right now, the banking sector is much stronger than it used to be. Also, you've got the ISM index. This is an index we look at that shows expansion. And anything over 50 is usually seen as an expansion. It's at 51.2. You got private credit right now. That's expanding. Not terribly, but it is expanding. And there is some job formation still happening, but obviously we need more people to take these jobs and work, which we just don't have. And you can argue, well, that's immigration policy versus whatever. I mean, sure, these are all things you could talk about, but the reality is, if you're trying to hire good people, it's tough. So what can you do? It's time for a quick break, but when we come back, it's time for our popular They Say segment, where we're going to explore two key deadlines for avoiding the 10% IRS penalty when you tap your retirement accounts. You may be surprised at the answer. And later in the show, we're going to discuss a key retirement deadline that you must meet before the end of the year if you have stock, your employer's stock, in your 401k. And this could save you huge in taxes. Remember, it always pays to keep it tuned right here. You're listening to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. That's me. We'll be right back.
Times are changing. Some would say they've already changed. And how do you actually protect your assets? David Hollander's Protect Your Assets events focus on common financial concerns that individuals and families face in retirement. Things like how to prepare for unexpected medical expenses and ways to create income to help support your desired lifestyle. Join us at our next free event to learn how addressing these concerns can help you feel more confident about the days ahead and help you sleep better at night. Just go to pyaevents.com and reserve your seat today. That's pyaevents.com and sign up or join the wait list today. PYAEvents.com. Welcome back. You're listening to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. Retiring successfully is the result of proper preparation, and no one prepares you more for retirement than the Sandman and his team. This show is dedicated to helping people with proven strategies and advice on how to achieve your retirement goals. Call the Liberty Group right now at 888-588-5818 to set up your personal appointment. Operators are standing by. Now, here's your host, David Hollander.
The Sandman.
Welcome back to the number one financial talk show on KMBR. I am David Hollander, also known as The Sandman, and you're listening to Protect Your Assets on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. Hope you enjoy the little intro there. They're going to be playing at Outside Lands today. The stock market's been on a tear over the last year, leaving many investors wondering when things are going to start falling apart. And then Monday happens, confirming the recent survey that shows that more than half of investors are expecting some sort of a market correction, which, remember, is more than 10%, which is not what we saw, but it started. And the good news is it can't catch you off guard if you're prepared ahead of time. So if you missed any of our first segment, go to pyaradio.com and listen to our podcast, pyaradio.com, and you can find out what the difference is between a recession and a correction, and what you need to know. So now it's time for our favorite part of the show, our They Say segment.
They Say.
Are you kidding me?
Where we debunk common myths, half-truths, and sometimes harmful advice given to you by bankers, broker, and financial advisors. So here's one that they say.
Can you give me an example of what you're talking about?
That if you retire early and want to tap your 401k or IRA, you could face a 10% IRS penalty plus taxes on top of that. Is that correct? Or are there ways to avoid the IRA early withdrawal penalty? It's a great question. And this came from Mark this week. Mark had called in and asked this question. And so, Mark, thanks for the question, and let's get into it right now. So, Mark, as you astutely point out, when you take a distribution from your individual retirement, also known as your IRA, before you reach 59 and a half, that could trigger what's known as the 10% early withdrawal penalty. However, the IRA withdrawal rules contain several exceptions to that 10% penalty that if you meet these, you don't have to pay it. So let's talk about this, particularly if you're thinking about retiring early, because from Mark's question, I think he's probably 55, 56, wants to retire now. He's tired, doesn't want to wait for the next recession and have to work another 10 years, and I feel you. So let's talk about how you could retire and start withdrawing some of your 401k money. All right, so Mark, IRA distributions that you use to pay for your medical expenses that are not reimbursed by your health insurance. So if you leave work, you might have to go on COBRA, or you may be without insurance, in which case you'd have to go through the California plan. But if those expenses aren't covered, you can take that money out of your 401k or your IRA and pay that cost and not have to pay the 10% early withdrawal penalty. Now, another thing you could do is if you have to pay for health insurance. So let's say that, again, you're going to quit your job or you lose your job. Maybe you get fired and you start collecting unemployment compensation, say, for 12 weeks, which you're entitled to. You're allowed to take penalty-free IRA distributions if you use that money to pay for your health insurance for you, your spouse, or maybe you have kids who are dependents. So you can use that money to pay for that, which is going to be an expense. I mean, that can be like $1,000, $1,200, $1,300 a month when you have a family. It's not cheap. Even just for you and your wife is probably now $1,200 a month. That's what we're seeing. So to qualify for this penalty exception, you have to take the distribution, get this, in the year you receive the unemployment, if you're collecting unemployment. That's if you got fired. Or the following year and before you become reemployed. Okay? So those are the rules. Make sure you're looking for that. Now, what about consistent income? So let's say you're like Mark and you're thinking of retiring and you want to set up a consistent income stream where you can count on that check coming every month. And let's say you're 56 and you want to use that 401k or that IRA money to fund that retirement because that's all you have. You have that and maybe Social Security and that's it. Well, if you're trying to set up a consistent income stream, that's also known as an annuity. I know that some people say it's a bad word, but you know, an annuity just means income stream. It's all it means, really. So if you're looking to set up your own income stream, you can develop or create an annuity where you take out withdrawals from your retirement account as what's known as a series of payments. Now, if you do that, these are not subject to that 10% penalty if you take that withdrawal one time a year, at least one time a year. But I know for cash flow, you're probably going to want to take it monthly. So you could set it up and take that distribution monthly, right? But it has to be at least one time a year consistently to not pay that 10% penalty if you're, say, under 59 and a half. Now, the payments are calculated and must be calculated based on your specific life expectancy. Now, if you're married and you want to attach your wife's joint life expectancy to yours, you could do that. But again, you need to calculate all this as you set this up for your income stream. And if you don't consistently withdraw the correct amount over the appropriate number of years, it depends on your age, and then we're going to have to look at the age and year formula, then there could be a penalty applied. So as you can see, this is a little technical, but if you can satisfy it, you can create your own income stream that could take care of you while you retire. And that could be part of your Social Security, which would be great. Now, another option you have, Mark, is this. You could leave the money in your 401k. So let's say you left your job, you're 55, under 59 and a half, so we'll say you're 56, say, and you want to withdraw money from your 401k without having to pay the 10% penalty. You can do that. But know this, if you roll that money over to an IRA, you're going to have to wait until you're 59 and a half unless you use one of the exceptions I just talked about. So I know there's a lot to think about financially, Mark, as you think about retiring. And you may think right now that your portfolio is all set, that you're in good shape. But the truth is, it doesn't really have to be so confusing if you're trying to retire. You can actually make this pretty simple for yourself with a phone call and make sure that you are on the right track. And I'll just give you a story about Jan who came in. Jan had called in several weeks ago. She took advantage of our portfolio MRI. She came in and her score on her portfolio was like an 86. 100 is like fast as you can go. That's full throttle to the ground, 100, full speed. 86, as you can imagine, if you're looking at speed limits, is pretty fast, right? The speed limit's 55, 65, 75 on Highway 5. You're looking at 85 is speeding. You're going pretty quick. Put it this way, the S&P 500 on the risk score is around 72. So if you want to take less risk than the market, your score should be lower when you look at our MRI than higher, right? She was an 86. So Jan wanted to retire in about 6 months. And had she not readjusted her portfolio prior to Monday, she would have been really excited. But she did. So she had readjusted her portfolio. She got it into the score range that she was comfortable with. It was like a 32 at the end of the day. And that's conservative. And so she built a conservative portfolio. So when things like Monday happen, and like I was talking about earlier, if we have a recession and we see the market drop 20%, she knows that her exposure's like 5, 6% downside. So these are things you can build. You can build a portfolio and you can find out what your risk is on the downside, which is what a lot of people are really concerned about right now, particularly Jan. She hadn't picked up the phone and called us. She could have lost over $100,000 on Monday. It's time for a quick break, but when I come back, find out if you have stock in your 401k of your company, how you could pay zero tax when you go to sell it. This is big time news. You got to hear this one. It's all coming up next. So stick around. You're listening to Protect Your Assets. We'll be right back.
If you missed any of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, all you have to do is go to pyaradio.com where you can download or listen to our latest shows for free. Just go to pyaradio.com on your computer or mobile device when it's most convenient for you. That's pyaradio.com. Now, here's your host, David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And you're listening to Protect Your Assets on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. And sure enough, on Tuesday in San Mateo, we're going to be doing a Social Security workshop. And if you'd like to attend that, go to pyaevents.com and you can register right there. You can bring a friend. We have plenty of seats and we have parking, which you know is so key here in the Bay Area if you have free parking. So bring as many cars as you like, but make sure that you travel two per car, okay? At least do that. Save the environment a little bit. Okay, so you've tuned into likely the most important show today when it comes to your retirement and financial life. Other shows are busy pitching you the annuity or an expensive collection of mutual funds. We help you explore the most important financial and retirement-related questions that you want answered. And today is no exception, because at some point, Humpty Dumpty is going to fall off the wall, and before you have to pick up all the pieces, today our goal is to help you learn how market corrections could affect you. So if you missed any of today's show, go check out our podcast at pyaradio.com. Again, it's pyaradio.com if you missed any of that earlier content. Want to wish a happy birthday. Happy birthday to Amy Walsh. Amy, I hope you have a great birthday. And enjoy yourself a little bit. Take a little bit of rest, would you, Amy? You worked so hard. All right, now we've been talking about important dates now that you need to be aware of. And so this is really important. If you have stock, so say you work for one of these big companies around here, let's say like Lockheed, and you have Lockheed stock in your 401k. I see this probably once a month. We get down there a lot. We do have an office in Mountain View. You can come see us. It's right off Shoreline. We're happy to see you there. And a lot of Lockheed employees come see us. And so they have stock that they've accumulated over the years, and they have it in their 401k. And this is important. This could save you big in taxes. I want to relate this story that we just saw this past week and what this meant to this family. This is quite a big difference. You worked at your company. I know you contribute to your 401k plan, and your company may offer you stock. And so over the years, your employer stock, probably, if you worked at Lockheed, has increased dramatically in value. But if you take a withdrawal from your 401k, you owe ordinary income taxes on that money. Now, there's a way around that. It's called the NUA strategy. You heard me right. The NUA, N-U-A strategy. And by using this NUA strategy, you can convert that stock in your 401k from, say, an ordinary income tax rate of 35%+ all the way down to a capital gain rate of 0%. You heard me right, 0%. So this NUA conversion may seem like a no-brainer, but not everyone should do this because it is complicated and it's not always the right timing to do it either. So let me give you some basic steps that you should think about as you consider this NUA strategy if you have employer stock in your 401k, like our friend here did last few weeks ago. Now, request that your retirement plan distribute the shares that are in your 401k, your company stock, to a taxable account. In other words, like a regular brokerage account. Mutual funds that are in that same plan, you can't do this. It's different. So those you want to roll over to your IRA to preserve that tax-deferred status. Now, you're going to pay ordinary income tax on the cost basis of the stock. All right, you're going to pay tax on your cost basis of that stock. But again, if you bought a long time ago, that basis is probably very low. Now, these converted stock shares are then taxed at capital gains rates when you sell them. So the difference between the basis that you paid and what now the stock is worth is called an adjustment, right? It's higher. That's usually a gain. And if you realize that gain, you could pay ordinary income tax or better, long-term capital gains. So let me give you an example. Let's say you work for Lockheed and you saved $800,000 in your 401k. $300,000 of that was mutual funds. $500,000 is Lockheed stock. And you paid $50,000 for that over the years. That's known as your cost basis. You're going to separate the $300,000 mutual funds by rolling those into your IRA. And the $500,000 stock, you're going to put into a brokerage account, a non-IRA account. Now, by doing that, you're going to owe income tax on that $50,000, your cost basis on the Lockheed stock. But you convert the remaining stock value of $450,000 to low capital gains rates. And you get to choose, it's important, you choose when you cash those shares in and then pay the tax. And if you do this correctly, it could be 0%. 0%. So with the right moves and the right experienced advisor, an NUA can save you big on taxes. You only get to do this once, and you must do this before the end of the year. I want to thank my team for putting together a great show today. Thanks again, everybody. You've been listening to the Protect Your Assets Show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. I'm David Hollander, the Sandman. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life. Mr. Sandman.
All calls have been screened, and callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio or with staff to be held in confidence. Legal information provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute for callers hiring their own lawyer to advise them about personal legal matters. Proper advice depends on analysis of all the facts and circumstances, and information given on this program is general financial commentary and cannot be relied upon pertaining to your specific financial situation. California Life Agent number 0B48569. Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their own due diligence before making any financial decisions. The preceding program was paid for by Liberty Group LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not represent those of this station or its ownership.
A Kojo Media Experience.